The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Last Word on Travel Time with Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. We're going to talk about wellness travel, but Sarah, I thought all travel was about wellness and making yourself feel better.
Well, that's true, Matt. That's very true. And I suppose that's why they go hand in hand. But I guess when I started researching for this post, I think that what surprised me the most, I expected there to be quite a diverse range of wellness holidays, but I didn't realise how far it really went. I suppose it's so subjective. You know, wellness holidays are everything from, you know, a spa break to climbing a mountain to farms days. I was quite surprised at the amount of people who liked kind of farms stays. There was whispering highland cow walks in Scotland and tree hugging and all sorts of things, as well as the obviously luxury spa hotels with everything you could possibly want. There's just such an incredible variety out there.
Yeah, so define wellness for me, please.
Well, it depends on, there's a couple of different definitions, but the Global Wellness Institute defines it as the active pursuit of activities, choices and lifestyles that lead to a state of holistic health. So I suppose it's really just about, you know, well-being physically and mentally. So whether that means, you know, relaxation, good sleep, active fitness camps, feeling good about yourself, it can mean any number of different things in the holiday sphere, at least anyway.
Okay, for all ages as well, you've been looking at various wellness tours and packages. So tell me about walking holidays. Which ones in particular do you think are worth looking at?
Yeah, this is probably the most popular, and, you know, particularly with the likes of the Camino, the amount of Irish people walking the Camino now, it's just getting bigger and bigger. There's about five or six different Irish companies dedicating that have specialised websites to walking the Camino. It used to be like Camino Ways. You've now, you know, TD Active Run Trips, you've U-Walk, you've Follow the Camino. So there's lots of different walks for people out there. Of course, you can just do it yourself as well if you don't want to arrange a package tour. But some of the packages are quite good, particularly for solo travellers who want to be with other Irish people, meet new people, and just it's a great way to get active and, you know, do something, have a wellness holiday. One I particularly liked was to Follow the Camino, have a guided Camino Zen trip. So for people who've already done the Spanish trip or want to do something a little bit different, it's the Portuguese coastal route, and you take part in yoga classes while you do the walk. So every other day, there's different yoga classes along the route. I just thought that was pretty good.
And if you want more activity than walking and a bit of yoga, tell us about three fitness ideas that you have in mind.
Yeah, there's loads of fitness camps out there. So for people who want to just book it themselves, go alone, Club La Santa in Lanzarote is the big sports. It's probably not a camp, it's more like a sports hotel. There's more than 80 different sports facilities. Literally every different type of sport you want is there, even triathlon training. And there's 500 weekly activities and all the sport is included in the cost of your stay. Meals are extra, but all sports activities are included. And that's in Lanzarote. Fort Ventura has a nice kind of relaxed wellness retreat. It's a yoga and a Pilates retreat in a place called Azul Fit. Really highly recommended on TripAdvisor and from a lot of people. When I asked on Instagram, a lot of people came back with that one. And it's a weekly retreat. Again, ideal for winter. You've got the good weather. If you're just for complete relaxation, yoga and Pilates. And then there's one on the Algarve as well, the Titan Fitness. What's different about this is you don't even have to stay on site. So if you're staying in a hotel nearby, you can just go in and do daily fitness activities and book in for the fitness camp without actually staying on site. Because some of these fitness camps, accommodation can be kind of basic. So if you wanted to stay in some in better accommodation, you can go in and do that independently.
Yeah, what sort of prices? And then do they also encourage you not to do what a lot of people like doing when they're on holidays, which is eating a lot and drinking perhaps a little bit more than you might do at home?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a bit of a move away from the kind of traditional boot camp type fitness camps, and a lot of them are a lot more flexible. I know Marbella Fitness Camp, a lot of Irish fitness instructors, influencers bring their own people away, their own followers away. I know Nadia Alfaradousi runs one of Marbella Fitness Camp, and you have a day of rest. You can opt in, opt out of activities. So a lot of them are a lot more relaxed. You can take part if you don't like kickboxing and you like something else, you can, you know, say, well, I'm not going to do that today. So that's certainly, there's a lot more flexibility. And if you, there's a lot more just private camps run like that, whether they're wellness retreats or, you know, Catherine Thomas has her Pure Results fitness camps in the Algarve twice a year. Sinead Kennedy, who's on here, she does her yoga holidays. And these would be all much more, you know, you can kind of go at your own pace, I suppose, or, you know, as I said, you can opt in or opt out. So they're not as strict and rigid as they used to be.
Here's an interesting one. A sleep retreat. Tell us about this.
Well, I have to say, I've really now been Googling to my heart's content. I want one of these beds. There's a hotel. There's loads of sleep retreats, actually. This kind of surprised me too. Lots of luxury hotels of sleep doctors and sleep concierge. But this hotel in Miami, the Carillon Wellness Resort in Miami, I mean, the hotel looks incredible anyway. It has everything you could possibly want. It's actually the largest hydrotherapy area in the whole of the States, I believe. But this bed that it has, there's a four-night sleep retreat with a bright balanced smart bed. So it's AI powered smart mattress and it adjusts the firmness as you sleep. I just think it sounds amazing. And so to give you the best night's sleep, and it's over four nights. There's also loads of different therapies and treatments you get before you go to sleep. You've got a sleep concierge to help you. It even sets you, it even starts to move 15 minutes before your time to get up in the morning if you don't want to set your alarm. They don't shift to Ireland, I've been checking, but thought the whole trip sounded amazing for anybody who is having difficulty sleeping.
And I'll bet you it's expensive as well. Just want to finish off. You've got the suggestion of a farm stay. For wellness, what? You have to go out and milk the cows in morning and evening as part of your farm stay.
Like, there really is something out there for everybody. I can tell you there's a wellness trip for everyone. As I said, from the Highland horse cow walking, I thought was another bizarre one. But this, in fairness, sounds lovely. It's a farm stay about an hour from Lisbon. So it'd be nice. It's a two centre. They do private retreats or they have group retreats. But they have this horse therapy magic that sounds fabulous, where you get kind of meditation with the horses. They also do yoga and Reiki and massage, mindfulness. So I suppose for people who are busy in, you know, city, busy lifestyles in cities and want to kind of get a wholesome farm, trip, you know, these are just popular as well.
Thank you so much, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.